It's May. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder County naturalist Steve Jones and Scott Sievers.
Scott, I hear a house wren, a blackbird, a song sparrow in the distance.
Good morning, Dove.
It's spring. Sawhill ponds.
Yeah.
We've come out here to look for osprey. So let's hike back to the osprey nest and see what's going on.
Yeah, definitely. So we've walked down to one of the furthest south lakes, and we've got the ospreys here.
Oh, I see the one on the telephone pole. There's one sitting on the nest platform.
Yeah, I think she's incubating.
Probably incubating eggs.
Hold the binoculars up. She looks pretty snug.
When I moved to Boulder just 50 years ago, we never would have imagined seeing ospreys in Boulder.
Yeah.
They probably did nest in Colorado, but not on the plains because we didn't have all these lakes.
Not at all.
These are all gravel ponds here at Sawhill. And then with the DDT, I don't know how many ospreys were left.
In New Jersey, I can remember ospreys were really impacted by DDT. And you'd think of a place like New Jersey with a lot of coastal marshes. You couldn't find them.
I think we may have been down to just a few thousand birds in all of North America.
Yeah.
And then they started showing up in Boulder County in the 1990s.
Yeah.
You probably know the number. I'm guessing we have about 12 to 15 nests out here on the plains.
In Longmont, we have about half a dozen or more nests
right now.
Yeah. Another great resource, especially during these times, is the Boulder County Osprey Cam. You can just Google Boulder County Osprey Cam, and that'll bring you live video from the Boulder County Fairgrounds, where a pair of osprey have nested for quite a few years now. And then they have an amazingly engaged chat group. People from all around the world watching this pair of birds and really invested in their success.
That's great.
Yeah.
So this nest we're looking at is on an artificial nest platform on a pole. They have fished historically around harbors. The harbors are great places for them to fish because they can perch on the masts of boats, and there are always fish there. And of course, there are anglers bringing in fish and maybe dumping some of them. But they're a wild bird, and they were endangered in North America.
Yeah.
So they're very much protected. And I guess the question I would raise is, how much do they need to be protected on the plains of Boulder County, where they historically didn't nest, now that they've recovered? Should we be putting up these platforms?
Here's the strange conundrum that we face where I work in the city of Longmont. The ospreys without platforms are building in unsafe places, like on utility poles. A lot of our public service operators race around trying to put up poles adjacent to these nests and to get the birds to go to the right places. How many poles are we going to have to build to negate ospreys trying to build on utility poles? The other thing is fish. 99% of their diet is fish. How dependent are they on us stocking these ponds and lakes? Oh, the osprey is being mercilessly harassed by a red-winged blackbird.
Oh, it's right on its tail. It just went, oh, it just hit it.
Oh.
And then the red-winged blackbird chased a female around. Anyway.
Look, no, he's chasing, there's three here.
Oh yeah, here's the third osprey coming in. So they have a helper, apparently.
Oh, we've got four ospreys here now.
Oh, listen to that call. They're chirping at us.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's a juvenile.
It could be, or it could be another less experienced pair trying to see, you know, hey, can we steal this nest?
You know, we have all these urban adapted species.
Exactly.
And we're changing their behavior.
Yeah.
And I can't say it's a good thing, but we can't judge the birds for it. That's what I'm saying.
No, they're definitely taking advantage of situations. Here, Sawhill Ponds, an artificial landscape developed for fishing. It's a perfect habitat for ospreys and their fishing habits.
We're, I'd say now, a half mile from the nest. We're walking back, and this osprey just flew in, trailing a big stick that's landed in one of the tallest power poles, and it put the stick on top of the power pole.
This might be that other pair we were watching, and
I'm wondering if these could be like 2-year-old birds.
Just
messing around. And out of respect to these ospreys at Sawhill, we're not going to say exactly where the nest pole is. If you come to Sawhill Ponds and walk west, you'll eventually find it. It's a nice area because it's an area that's close to the public, so they're pretty well protected, I think.
Yeah, and with any of these nesting raptors, the closer you get, the more pressure you're putting on them to be watching you and not doing what they need to do for their well-being.
Yeah, I'd say stay a quarter mile away from any raptor nests, including ospreys.
Yeah.
Steve Jones and Scott Sievers are friends and Boulder naturalists.